Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
All right, we have some audio here. This is Mark Seagraves, I believe, from NBC4, talking with J.P. Finley. Some more details.
He's the guy that busted into that meeting, right?
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
So this was expected, right? Chairman Mendelson had been saying to him from day one, the July 15th deadline is unreasonable. And he has a legitimate case there. I have to say that the mayor presented her budget months later than they typically do. And not only did she put her budget in late, but then the budget also includes this $1 billion of tax money going to a $3 or $4 billion project, the biggest project in the history of the city. And typically on something like that, you would want standalone public hearings, and you would want to have enough time to go through this. And so the chairman has a legitimate gripe about that. That said, every one of us at our jobs have some type of deadlines on something, and oftentimes those deadlines are inconvenient and are expedited, and you get it done. And that's what the mayor is and the commanders are asking of the 12 members of the D.C. Council. It's like, we know it's a short timeline, but it is what it is. This is where we are. We need you to get it done. I think at the end of the day, look, this thing was really moving forward at a really fast clip. And it was surprising to all of us that so many council members so quickly were coming out in favor of it, including Chairman Mendelson, who had been against it from day one for years, had said, no, 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 no. And now he's saying, yes, but I just want to make it better. So Mendelson is just looking for a victory, right? He's just looking for something. And if you go back to the baseball stadium, which I often compare this to, this is exactly what happened with the baseball stadium. The Mayor Williams and Major League Baseball made a deal. It went up for a vote. The vote went until midnight. I was in that room at midnight when Linda Kropp, who was the chairman at the time, changed her vote at the last minute and stalled the deal. And then they went back to the drawing table, and Linda Kropp was able to come out a week later and say, hey, I've made it a better deal. And they all voted and approved it, and now we've had that stadium for years, right? And so this was expected and anticipated. The problem is, how long of a delay are they talking about, and can the commanders stomach a delay that might be 3 or 4 months? I think that's a lot to ask of the commanders, given how adamant Josh Harris has been about his timeline. So we know that Chairman Mendelson and the commanders met late last week. We don't know what came of that meeting. But again, we'll learn a lot more. If I were handicapping this, I'd say it's still going to get done. I would not lose hope. I would say this is expected, this kind of thing. It's a bump in the road, but it is not insurmountable. And I don't think it's a deal killer by any stretch.
No, it's a clash of Harris is a hedge fund multi-billionaire, and he has a bunch of, you know, successful business people as minority owners. So they're used to getting business done at a quick pace. And now they're up against
bureaucracy,
slowdowns,
yep,
delays. And it has to have him on massive, massive tilt.
Yeah, right.
That this is just getting held up.
In that sense,
it's getting held up by politics.
Right.
In that sense, also getting back to what Kevin was saying in that first clip that we played. And it is maddening when congressmen, I'm not saying it, for sure that's what's happening here, but when they go on vacation or they go home for weekends at a time,
yeah,
and they just let stuff that's urgent, mm-hmm, just sit there.
Because it's not that urgent. It's not that urgent to them. That's the whole thing. Like, it's urgent to Josh Harris and the commanders and the ownership group, but to the politicians and the council, it's not really urgent.
Yeah, this is the pace at which they operate. It's a different pace.
Which is maddening.
Which Harris operates.
Right.
Yeah. All right, let's bang out some of these calls. If you want to chime in on the situation, I guess if you're dead set on this, and this is like you're all in and got to have it, Seagrave says, you know, and he's all over the story, that he thinks it's still going to get done. This is just a bump in the road, but this is part of the process. This is what happened before when they built Nats Park. So I guess you don't have to lose faith. But you never know. There are chinks in the armor. Is that what they say,
Kate? That is correct. Yes.
Something could happen. Let's go to Dante in D.C. Dante, what's up?
What's up, man? How y'all doing?
Hey, doing great.
Good morning to you.
What's up? Yeah, you too, man.
So, I'm just going to see how I see it and explain what I see.
Yeah.
I don't even think this is really possible for where things are in current climate or any climate moving forward. First of all, when that stadium was built, the maximum capacity of Washington, D.C. itself was imagined to be about 250,000 people. We rotate well over 750,000 to 800,000 people in the city on the regular. To be able to get this thing done, when y'all talking about putting bars and restaurants and hotels around it, where are you going to expand the road to? What is it going to shut down Bennett Road and shut down everything for Pennsylvania Avenue for 3 or 4 years? I mean, it's not enough space there. Not unless you plan on moving the stadium armory, which that's not happening. Hello, the military. Mm-hmm. So I just realistically think that what should have been done and talked about instead of trying to go back to proper the nostalgia of the 80s was just to build a stadium on the other side. You know what I'm saying? Some place where you have open land to compete with.
So you're saying you don't even think from a logistical standpoint they can get this done?
Man, when was the last time you drove past Bennett Road or Pennsylvania Avenue at 7 o'clock in the morning, 7:30 in the morning?
Never.
Traffic is bumper to bumper.
I drive you know past it at 5:10 in the morning, and it's already starting to stack up
right.
traffic.
So think about that. That's a main artery for bringing in everything into the district.
Yeah.
Food, material, you know what I'm saying? Transportation hub, let alone think about the fact that the train lines sit there. I ain't talking about the metro. I'm talking about the railroads.
Yeah.
That's how we get all kinds of oil and rare things that we or cars and all kinds of transportation goods and services that come in on the train line. You got to remove stuff to build that stadium.
Yeah, but Dante, with all due respect, that's not even the issue. They're not even thinking about that right now. That's not even the issue.
I don't think so. I think they are thinking about that. I think that's why they're like, hey, we got to really weigh this before we try to make this move. Because that's just not a smart, if I can think of it, and I'm not sitting on the council. Maybe I need to be on the council. Maybe that's it, y'all.
You should run. You should run, buddy. Thank you, Dante.
Thanks, Dante.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Call.
I don't know what kind of space is down there. I'm sure they've looked at it a billion times. There's 100% they're going to put bars and restaurants down there.
Yes, that's part
maybe,
of it.
All right, maybe not big lavish hotels. Maybe Dante's right about that. They're going to put bars and restaurants down there.
I was confused.
That's how they're going to make money.
I was confused at what Dante was saying. Was Dante saying the infrastructure can't support people?
Basically.
Can't support the building of it?
The building of it. Like, how are they even going to manage that?
Or won't support the foot traffic of it?
I think he's saying the building of it. Like, how can they even build it? That's what it sounded like to me.
Well, look, they've already talked.
I don't even think they're
worried about having to expand the roads. I mean, they've thought about all this stuff. And it's not going to happen overnight. Of course, it's going to take a while.
Well, then how's that going to happen by 2030 if they got to start doing...
I don't know.
On the main arteries?
Maybe it doesn't happen by 2030, but that's the timeline. They've got to expand the roads.
I mean, road construction.
You see how long they've been working on that Tysons project?
Of course. Look at the Beltway.
Unbelievable.
The Beltway over
it's
there, never ending. It's like a 10-year project, but they're going to have to do something.
How long did
it took them forever to finish 66.
Yeah.
I remember that. Like,
How long?
I think they actually
I don't even know if that's completed yet.
That Tysons train station, they got that up fairly quickly, don't you think, or no? Still, it's probably several years.
Like the Silver Line?
I think so, yeah. I mean, you don't even remember what it was like before.
It took a while to get to Metro all the way out to Ashburn.
Yeah. They're still messing with one in Bethesda area.
Are they?
In Kensington. I mean, it's a nightmare.
I don't know how they're going to do it. I don't know anything about the infrastructure, but they've all these people, these hundreds of people that are making the decisions, all the people they've talked about.
Where was I? My wife and I, we were coming back from Carolina, and somewhere I think it was on that 95 corridor, and they've built new highways that are so high up.
Okay.
Like, you know how they have these overpasses and everything?
Yeah.
There are new overpasses. They seemed like they were 75 feet. Like, I've never seen anything so high. It's like, this looks new. We're, you know, near the Springfield interchanges, somewhere in that vicinity somewhere. Yeah. I don't know. And my wife said, yeah, that is new. I mean, that's tall.
Well, have you seen that new overpass they're building off of 66 right as you get to the Beltway? So if you're going 66 slash toll road going west,
right.
There's a huge overpass that they're putting.
Super tall.
Super tall that they're putting that's going to round into the Beltway going into Maryland.
Yeah.
Have you seen that? It's unbelievable.
Maybe that's part of what I'm referring to. I'm not sure.
You don't go that way very often, but Drab knows. I mean, Drabby probably takes that a lot.
No, I'm just saying when I was going to Carolina, that's where I saw stuff. Yeah. Maybe I saw it when I was driving. I don't know.
But I mean, who knows how long that the Beltway is going to take from Virginia to Maryland. I mean, that's taking forever.
Yeah. Yeah, Drabby, answer these so I can bang them out. I want to bang out these calls.
Bang it out. Bang it out.
It doesn't seem like this is not an infrastructure issue. Now, Dante's saying, well, that's what he thinks is ultimately slowing it down. This is just like, how are we going to pay for it issue?
Correct. That's exactly.
I mean, the infrastructure is secondary.
But how we're going to pay for it also includes, all right, how are we going to pay for expanding the road?
Of course, right.
Putting new lines in or expanding the metro.
Some engineers, they've obviously consulted and put out plans.
They've talked about it.
They have rough ideas.
Correct.
But again, every project you've ever known has always gone, like, Harris probably knows he's pushing the deadline because he knows it's going to get pushed eventually. And like, nobody ever makes anything on time, right?
Yeah, I agree.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Let's go.
I mean, all of these projects we just talked about, there was a timeline on it, and they always take forever. They take 2, 3, 10 years past what they project.
All right, let's go to Ron. Ron, what's up?
Hey, guys. I don't know who that guy was talking about, trains and all that stuff, but does he understand they have civil engineers and architects and people that's what they do for a living. So I don't know what these people come on and they make these claims that they're totally ignorant to. So,
we were just alluding to. I'm sure that those things have been addressed on some level, sort of like a rough idea of how they're going to do it. Yeah.
They're not building the playground. Come on. I mean, this is a massive undertaking. So they'll have all of the experts and professionals that will take care of that. What the holdup is the distribution of money.
Right.
And that's always going to be a holdup.
Always.
All right, thanks, guys.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks,
Ron,
for the call.
Right. That's what we try to say.
Maybe Dante lives down there, so he looks at it and goes, how are they going to put this here?
Right.
Where are they going to put a restaurant? Where are they going to put a hotel?
People that have addressed that.
Yeah. But they probably, before you saw what happened here in the Navy Yard, and when Nats Park went in and all these hotels and restaurants, if you live down here, you probably thought, how are they going to put a stadium here? Where are they going to put a hotel?
Jason, he was also saying, how are you going to shut down Benning Road and still have traffic? How are you going to handle that while you're building?
There's going to be more traffic because there's going to be construction.
Right.
You can't avoid that.
All right, coming up in about 20-ish minutes, Bob Ryan, sports columnist emeritus for the Boston Globe. He will join us coming up here on The Fan at 8.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.